Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to bbsradio.com. Happy Monday. Lots of things going on this week, and I want to just invite everybody to go over to my website. My website is kimmyrose.com if you're interested in checking out your horoscope. A lot of crazy things, especially if you're an air sign. A lot of thoughts going on, monkey mind thoughts. So it's important to kind of stay grounded right now. I was, you know, one of my favorite teachers is Mother Teresa. She's been a great mirror to me what stillness is and peace. And one of the things that I loved about her is that she really listened. She listened to her intuition. She listened to her inner guidance and where she should go and what she should do. And she followed it. And like all of us, we start to question sometimes where we are and whether we should be there. Do we go too fast? Should we slow down? Should we speed up? What should we do? And Mother Teresa always would say she would go to her space, and that space was her space of prayer and talk to God. And one of the things that she was struggling with in her life was that she was sent over to India, and she was helping people. She was really, really reaching out and making a difference in these children's lives. And she couldn't understand, why is it that we don't have any money? There's no money for the schools right now. What am I doing wrong? And it just seemed like no matter what she did, it just didn't seem to bring the abundance. She was seeing the kids getting help, but if there was more money, then there would be more money to help children, help more children. And so she went to prayer and she asked, she talked and she got a message from Jesus, and Jesus said to her, when you can receive what you're giving, you will be blessed. And what she did was she started to understand that there's a deeper part of each and every one of us that in herself, and this is something she taught, was that when she could feel all that love that she was giving, that abundance would come. And so she was wearing herself out, just taking, really, really doing all this stuff, pushing herself to the max. And what happened was she actually started to get sick and not feel well, and she didn't have the energy to manifest the things she wanted to manifest. So what she did was she started to take time for her. And when she started to do that, what started to happen was amazing. Her school started to grow. Money started to come in. And things just started to manifest. One of the things that I loved about her is her humbleness that came with that. Even in loving herself and honoring herself, she had a humbleness towards what she felt her purpose is. And I just want to ask everybody, do you feel that you have a purpose? Do you feel kind of lost? Are you feeling like, okay, I know there's something I'm supposed to be doing, but I just don't know which way to go? Which way do I turn? How do I get there? Are there people that I need to meet? Am I holding myself back from something? What do I do? I want to invite you today that if you want to call in and you want to receive guidance, I would love to talk with you, to tune in, to help to guide you in your life, and also to help you to understand how we can be humble, and also we can also be servants and really serve purpose. Mother Teresa said, we all have the duty to work for peace, but this is from Matthew. This is in a book that she wrote, Matthew 11:29. We all have the duty to work for peace, but in order to achieve peace, we should learn from Jesus to be meek and humble of heart. She said, only humility will lead us to unity, and unity will lead us to peace. Let us help one another to learn to be humble and joyful. She never worried about orchestrating things, stirring things up. She stopped worrying about those things that were less important, whether it be politics, whether it be getting into gossip. She just simply allowed herself to serve. Something everybody knows, she would say, is peace. That's just part of who we are, is that peace. And we're part of one another. Mother Teresa said, if we have no peace, it's because we've forgotten that we belong to one another. Pride destroys everything. To be truly in the state of bliss and love, we must be silent. And if you can take a moment now, I know you may be sitting in front of your computer, you're at work, maybe you're driving to work, maybe you've got the kids in the car, you just picked them up from school and you're running errands. Take 5 seconds, 5 seconds in the next 30 minutes to just feel, allow the joy and peace to fill you from head to toe and feel your heart. When you begin to feel yourself, you begin to understand that there's this inner knowing within you, the inner knowing that speaks to you. It gives you guidance. It also gives you sweet surrender. I know that being a mother of five, it's hard sometimes to allow your mind to be quiet because, you know, you're always used to the mom or, you know, the kids running in or out. But I know also, even with the kids running in and out, I still have this ability to listen to myself. How do you know your voice? How do you understand whether you've got something going on the outside or whether it's something that comes on the inside from your heart? That's simple. Learn to get in touch with your yeses and nos. Get in touch with your intuition. When you learn to listen to your yeses and nos, just like Edgar Cayce said, you learn to truly be in touch with yourself. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about being still. Also, if you're wanting guidance, you want to find a deeper understanding of your purpose, you can call 888-815-9756. And also, I'm going to give you some tips to develop your intuition. We'll be back with more of interviews. Hi, my name is Kimberly Rose, and I am joined weekdays with Kevin Myers, who's an amazing intuitive and medium and available for readings. You can call either one of us and also Carolyn Rose, our teacher, by calling 734-854-1514. Also go over to the website, which is kimmyrose.com, to request more information. Kevin and I will be doing some traveling over the next few weekends. Kevin and I will be on the road on a few weekends a month doing some traveling and teaching. So if you have an organization or a church that needs some motivation, Kevin's all about spiritual currency. He can bring you into a space of intention in such a short time. And me, I'm in a space in my life. It's about healing. And I'm here to hold space for you. Give us a call at the store. 734-854-1514. And have a wonderful week. Thank you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. If you've been going through changes in your life, feeling like you need some guidance, I want to tell you about a great network. This is a network of people that have been handpicked by me. Psychic medium, astrologers, there answer your questions 24 hours a day. Go over to KimberlyRose.com and click on. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. I want to tell you about a special group of friends, friends that have become special to me, because we all share in the same purpose, and that's helping others to connect. Go over to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends, and check out all the wonderful readers we have there that are available to you 24 hours a day. And the best part of it, it doesn't cost you an arm and a leg. As a matter of fact, if you go over there now, you can get a free reading. You can also call 734-854-1514 to get more information on how to talk to our readers. That's Light the Way. Light the Way is located in Lambertville, Michigan. $10 readings on the weekends, and we'd love to see you there. Have a great week. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. I want to tell you about a very special event that's going to be taking place at the Angel Light Sanctuary. This is on June the 5th. It's in right off Central Avenue in Swanton, Ohio. A special gathering where we're going to be drumming, singing, and we're going to be bringing together the intention of unity. I'm so excited. This will be the first of many events. If you're wanting to grow spiritually and embrace life in community and oneness, you gotta be there. That is right at the Angel Light Sanctuary on June the 5th. We'd like to invite you to join us. Kevin and I, the hosts of interviews, will be there to guide you. I can't wait to see you. And if you want more information, go to KimmyRose.com to get information. It's absolutely free. We'll see you there. Hi, my name is Kimberly Rose, and I am joined weekdays with Kevin Myers, who's an amazing intuitive and medium available for readings. You can call either one of us, and also Carolyn Rose, our teacher, by calling 734-854-1514. Also go over to the website, which is KimmyRose.com, to request more information. Kevin and I will be doing some traveling over the next few weeks. Kevin and I will be on the road on a few weekends a month doing some traveling and teaching. So if you have an organization or a church that needs some motivation, Kevin's all about spiritual currency. He can bring you into a space of intention in such a short time. And me, I'm in a space in my life. It's about healing. And I'm here to hold space for you. Give us a call at the store. 734-854-1514. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. I want to share with you a very special week coming up. This is from July 25th to July 31st. I'd like to invite you to come with me. Come with me to Virginia and join the Association for Research and Enlightenment as we spend a special week together as a family. Bring your kids, bring your family. There's cabins, all kinds of outdoor nature things to do and a lot of fun. And I'm going to be teaching the class, 2012, Preparing for the Shift into the New Age of Unity. If you want to connect better with your family, you want to live a more fulfilled life, then this is the class and this is the week for you. You can go to edgarcasey.org for more information. Have a wonderful week. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com, go to the store section, also go to the class section, and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call, 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace. Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. I just wanted to invite everybody over to my website, KimmyRose.com, if you would like to get your horoscope information. There's also a meditation there for you, and that meditation will help you to actually get in the state of mindfulness. In just a few minutes, we're going to have Debbie Ford on, and she talks about the shadow self and embracing a part of you, learning to really connect with your own inner thoughts. And that's something that I had just talked about before the break, giving you an intuitive tip. One of the things that I write about in my book, Wake Up Your Intuition, is how you can get in touch with your intuition, how you can listen to your yeses and nos. And one of the ways you can do that is by just simply asking yourself a question, a yes or no question. And how I would pose that question is, if I was asking myself, is my name Kimberly? I can feel a yes. I can give that, and when I say I feel it, it's something I can feel in my heart. And then I ask myself to listen for the yes. I can hear a yes. I can see the color purple, and that's my yes. I can taste it. I can smell it. And then I ask myself, is my name George? I have a very simple no that goes. And then I can see yellow, and I go, and I can go through every one of my senses. The more you learn to ask yourself yes or no questions, the more you learn to listen. And it is like talking to yourself, but you're listening to your inner voice, the more you get in touch with your intuition. Part of what we do in life also is we have a tendency to feel like this part of us that feels real dark or lost, and we're not quite sure which way to turn. Where do we go? What do we do? One of the people that I just absolutely love is Debbie Ford. She talks about the shadow self in her new book, The Shadow Self, and the movie. I love the movie that she did, and it actually takes you through and gives you some tips and asks you to look at some things. Ask yourself some questions and to release and use that part of yourself as your strength. And I want to just welcome right now Debbie Ford to the show. Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio. BBSRadio.com is the website and the number to call in. 888-815-9756. Today we've got an exciting show. We have a very amazing intuitive medium that's going to be on with us. We've got Laura Lee, and she's going to be sharing her messages with you. So you can call in if you have a question. I'm also here to answer your questions. I'm also a medium and intuitive. And she's going to be, if you're in the Detroit area, at the Journey Expo this Friday through Sunday, April 23rd through 25th. And you could go to journeymag.com for more information. She's going to be giving a spirit salon, and that's on Sunday the 25th from 3:30 to 5:30. This is at the Radisson Inn in Livonia, Michigan. Lots of things going on right now. A lot of people that have been making comments about just changes, not understanding how to balance things, a lot of ups and downs. And right now, it's just important to know that you're not alone. You're never alone. And that's what Laura Lee is just so amazing at, is she can connect. She connects with her angels. And that's one of the things she tells us, is you're not alone. She says that there are always angels among you to help you navigate through difficult times. So remember, when you get that feeling where you feel like nothing else is there, all you got to do is just listen. Listen, and you'll hear. You'll hear guidance, you'll feel guidance, and you'll know that there's always a way. Always a way. I love this saying, it's not of precisely where angels dwell, whether in the air, the void, or the planets. It has not been God's pleasure that we should be informed of their abode, but just to know that they're there. And I really believe that, I call it blind faith. The most important thing we can have is blind faith. Just knowing that whatever we do, wherever we go, there's always an answer. Always an answer if we believe. That's what it's all about. It's about believing. I want to invite everyone to go over to my website, KimmyRose.com. Get your weekly horoscope. I do a horoscope every week. You can go over to the website. There's also some audio if you're wanting to do a meditation. If you're wanting to get a hold of me for a reading, you can call me. I did open up some appointments tonight. 734-854-1514. That's 734-854-1514. You can also go to KimmyRose.com for more information. And also the Journey Expo this weekend. It's going to be really exciting. And Laura Lee is going to be there doing a spirit salon. Right now, we're going to take some callers. Good afternoon and welcome to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. Interviews is all about looking within and finding the truth within yourself. And what is truth? Truth, I say, sets you free. When you come, truth is coming into a stillness. It's when you allow yourself to just simply be. Today, I'm really excited to welcome an amazing teacher, author, New York Times best-selling author, Debbie Ford. She has, without getting real emotional right away, because I can feel her, she just released a movie along with other amazing teachers called The Shadow Effect and a book coming out. And we're going to be talking to her in just a minute. I just wanted to read this. This is one of my favorite quotes, and it's Carl Jung. He said, in spite of its function as a reservoir for human darkness, or perhaps because of this, the shadow is the seat of creativity. And I know many of you know that just in August, I've been practicing mindfulness, and my whole life shifted. And if anything could have left my life, everything left, but to me, I have experienced such an amazing stillness and peace. And Debbie Ford has been a great teacher to me, a teacher of learning patience, peace, and trusting the process. Debbie, welcome to Interviews.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Debbie, I want to start out by telling you that you know, I've had you on interviews before, and you really have a way of helping people understand about the shift that's going on. And when I say going on, it's on and going on within ourselves. And the movie that you have out is just doing amazing things. It's called The Shadow Effect. I wanted to just start out by asking you, there's got to be something. I know you said it was when I was reading about it and I'm watching. I'm just compelled to ask you this. Carl Jung inspired. There's an inspiration by Carl Jung. Tell me what inspired you to look deeper into the shadow self and actually write this movie and work with this book, write the book.
Well, I've been writing about the shadow now, I think, 12 years. I just can't even imagine. This is my eighth book, and four of them really been, you know, based inside the shadow. And what started me on this path really is my own shadow. And, you know, facing myself when I was in my early 20s with addiction to drugs, addiction to sugar, addiction to men, addiction to spending. I mean, I had it. You know, I was like the poor little rich girl who just was devastated, even though I worked hard and I made money and I was able to take care of myself. Inside, I always felt empty and alone and not quite understanding, like, why I didn't do life well. And it was at the end of really a five-year run of my addiction, when I was trying to outrun my shadow, that I came to my fourth drug treatment center, where on my knees I started to realize that there was something more than me just thinking a positive thought, that it never really worked for me. I couldn't hold a positive thought for more than a minute, you know. I didn't go through the day, I mean, unless I was saying affirmations all day long, and even then I would go to bed angry, or somebody would say something and I'd blow up at them. So I started really exploring, like, the underbelly. What drives us? Am I really so different than everybody else? And, you know, unbeknownst to me, I really started to realize that the parts of me, through a series of amazing things, that the parts of me that I disliked the most actually came bearing gifts, great gifts, amazing gifts. They gave me, like, my bitchy self actually gave me the power to be straight, to say what I meant, to tell people, you know, to put up boundaries. And this was an amazing thing, because this was a part of me that I was so ashamed of and that I hated, and the part of me that loved things and to look good and to have beautiful things. It was also the part that gave me my drive. I started working when I was 13 years old, always held good jobs in clothing stores and as a manager because of that greed and that love for greater things. So things that I always judged about myself, all of a sudden I realized that they also had something great. And that was a life-changing moment for me. And that was when I realized that the shadow isn't something to be feared, to be hated, to be suppressed. The shadow isn't what we should drink over or, you know, eat over or do the internet over. The shadow is something to be brought into our awareness and learn to understand it and love it and care for it and bring out its gifts rather than take out our internal bat and beat it to death.
Debbie, and when you're talking about that, I can hear the voices that I know I've experienced that would say, you're a bad person. Every time you would do something, I would find myself, and I can tell you last August was a huge shift, and I started working, actually practicing at a Buddhist center and really meeting your shadow self, suffering, coming to peace. When you're talking about that, there's a lot of listeners out there that are going, okay, yes, you're so right. I hear what you're saying. I've been practicing this, these positive thoughts, but I am a horrible person. I'm bad because I do this and I do that, yet I know I'm good. How do you begin? Where do you begin?
Well, I love that you just shared that. Thank you so much for your, that's why you're a great interviewer, because you're authentic and vulnerable. And, you know, I think we have to we begin by awareness, by understanding. That's why I made the Shadow Effect film, to make it entertaining and interesting and to have people start to see, like, everybody's got a shadow. In the film, Deepak Chopra says, if you don't have a shadow, you're probably pathological. I mean, because we all have this part. And if we start to just that step of saying, okay, I have a shadow, what is it? I'm ready to open up to it. Okay, I feel like a bad person. See, in my work, it's not saying, no, you're not a bad person, because if we're not really bad, if we believe we're bad, then, you know, probably somebody thinks we're bad. So instead of resisting it, instead of pushing it away, we stand in this dualistic paradigm that we're everything, and that as human beings, we need both the light and the dark, that we learn by contrast. We wouldn't know courage if we didn't know fear. We wouldn't know love if we didn't know hate. We wouldn't know kindness if we never experienced meanness. So that means that we wouldn't know what a good girl is if we didn't know what a bad girl is, you know, or a bad boy or a good boy. And so that we have both selves. And the only problem with, like, the bad girl in us, you know, is that we hate her.
Yeah.
And that we make her wrong. And in my work, it's always like, okay, you're a good girl and you're a bad girl. Now, how are you going to love them? How are you going to love them both? How are you going to, because shadow work is about bringing the light to the darkness, not getting rid of the darkness. There is no darkness when there's light. So that's, you know, it's like going into a dark room with a flashlight. All of a sudden you're like, wow, it's no longer dark. Well, this is the same thing. If we shine the light of our awareness on the shadow, then there's no more shadow. So love, in the Shadow Effect book that's coming out May 4th, Marianne Williamson, I wrote it with Deepak Chopra and Marianne Williamson, she does the most beautiful piece really about, you know, she's so good at that part, about really bringing love to that which we have made wrong and judged. That is what shadow work is about.
And so, and there's so, I really want everyone who's listening to hear and to feel this, that when you're talking about that, and there's the voices, that they're, the voices, they do come from that both sides, but in the middle, like you're saying, is meet yourself in the middle and love both parts. And then is there, do you find that you're conscious, like there's something with this consciousness, there's a cleansing effect that happens?
Absolutely. I mean, there is that space, that freedom to be okay. See, we all feel so phony and authentic because we're trying to be this perfect person, this ego ideal, and we're failing miserably. I mean, every day, right? I can feel great, and you know, I was just doing all these visualizations, so I'm feeling, I'm taping them for Oprah.com, and I'm feeling really fabulous and fantastic, and all of a sudden, you know, I can't read my outline, and all of a sudden, you know, this part of me comes up that says, you know, God, I can't believe I can't see this, and you know, what's wrong with my eyes, and then to catch myself and say, ooh, there's a part of me that's scared inside. How am I going to love that little girl who's feeling, you know, insecure or inadequate right now? I mean, it's learning to do this beautiful dualistic dance with who we are. And to get, because if we're really going to stand in love, if light, the light of our awareness, if we're really going to have a cleansing of our consciousness, well, it's only going to happen right through the light. And if the light is actually love, then as we embrace more and more of who we are and take off the harsh judgment. See, we're living in a society that tells us to judge ourselves. We grow up in this paradigm where we're told, don't be stupid, don't be angry, don't be selfish, don't be. And that's what we learn. Don't be. It's not okay to be ourselves. Or don't be too loud. Don't be too full of yourself. Don't think you're too great. You know, these that gets hidden in the shadow too, in the light shadow. So when we understand that, wow, we are just little. That's what I was aware when I was writing my piece for the Shadow Effect book. We become so robotic because we have this software that we've collected. And some of it's historical, right? It was passed down from our grandparents to our parents and then to us. Or maybe it's our culture that we saw. We act, you know, I just had a girl in, who's from Taiwan in one of my classes, and she stood up and she said, you know, Debbie, I've never been able to stand up and speak loud because I'm supposed to be quiet and submissive. You know, so as we embrace these shadows, you know, whether there's something, we find out that all of them come bearing gifts. You know, our mean self might be the thing that can allow us to have tough love towards somebody, towards a child. It may be the part that allows us not to be an enabler or put up to a boundary if somebody's abusing us. So we need that part of ourselves. You know, I always say my stupid self gave me my whole career. Because not understanding Jung, you know, and I went back to school to become a psychologist, and I would read the same thing over and over, and I couldn't get it, and I just finally quit. I'm like, I'm just too stupid for this. So I just went, and I started praying and reading and meditating, and then the information started to come through me. And I always say to people, I wouldn't be who I am. I've helped millions of people. It's not because I'm so smart. Most people are much smarter than I am. It's because I tapped into, I had that stupid part of me. It's not that I'm not brilliant. I always say I'm a brilliant moron. But when I allowed it all to come through me, all of a sudden, you know, I love that part of me that's a little stupid. So, you know, I embrace her, I take her, or my needy self that has me have a lot of people around me to support me. All my friends in my business say you have the best support system. It's only because I'm needy and dependent.
Most
people
authentic.
Would never want to say that about themselves. So
yeah,
we
you're
start
real.
To well, we just start to learn that if we allow all parts to exist, we are free. If we deny any aspect, we are living inside a prison.
You're
I'm not passionate about this, Kimberly, or anything.
I honor you for this because this is something that is huge. Even with a lot of women that are even like in our age group, who we went from having mothers that were home with us to now all of a sudden we're in this workforce. It's like, oh, we're not this and we're not that, and here's all these guilt and things. It's like, you are beautiful. Debbie, I said to myself in October, I locked myself, actually from August to October, I locked myself in a bedroom and believed I'm not a good person. All these things, it's like I actually detached from so much, but what I did was I found myself going down this hole, a dark hole, and I finally decided that I was going to add water and make it a water slide and love it, both sides. And so the work you're doing is so important because it's real. It's something that works at a core level. And I will attest to that because you have talked about and taught so many things. And I have to say I honor you for being honest, for your honesty and your truth.
Thank you so much. I feel honored to be a human being, both divine and very flawed. And I think if we can become a world where we can be authentic and we can stop imposing this ideal, this ego ideal of the perfect person, we won't be so shocked when a Tiger Woods, you know, does what he does, or
right.
Governor Spitzer does what he does. We won't be so shocked because we'll understand that we are human. And if we idealize people, that we're really projecting our own light onto them. And I think we'll make space for people to own up to their imperfections and to know you don't have to be a perfect human being to deliver your gift to the world.
Yes.
And this is what the Shadow Effect book and movie are designed to do. My commitment, really 15 years ago, it's just happening now, after 15 years of working day and night, is to launch this concept, this dualistic concept, into the world in a way that anybody can understand it. Anybody can be transformed by the conversation.
I will tell you when I say I honor you for your honesty, it's because you're just it's real. There's a reality check that I think we're all going through, and there's nothing wrong with reality, but what is it that you're perceiving? Like, how do you distort your reality? And sometimes our distortions are what keep us in a space of non-growth, but sometimes they also help us grow, and the work that you do is amazing. You have an institute, the Ford Institute, correct?
Yes, I have the Ford Institute, and people can go to debbieford.com and get there. I teach people. I train people. I love that. I do a lot of courses. We actually have a Shadow Effect online course at Hay House that I've done. And I don't know if you've seen it yet, the Shadow Effect movie actually has an interactive edition where people can go through and kind of meet. I do a little shadow trick on it. And, in the events that I do around the United States, we usually do. And I'm on the road a lot, so I hope your listeners come see me. We do a lot of different kind of shadow tricks and shadow work. And if there was anything that I could offer the world today, it would be that it is worth whatever energy you put, even whatever discomfort you might have. It will change your world to begin to accept and embrace that which you've disowned.
And it's, I'm just going to encourage everyone to check out Debbie, the Shadow Effect. You can just go online and check it out. It's, I mean, Debbie, in complete honesty, I have, been to the website and looked at it, and I talked to Clyde Schaefer, who, runs Journey Expo, who's going to be showing that. And that's coming up the end of April, April 24th, 25th weekend in Detroit, Michigan at the Radisson in Livonia. And I have to do that yet because of the waking up and the work I've been doing myself, there's the honesty and integrity that comes from saying, Kim, you need to do this. You need to do it. And I'm going to encourage everyone to check out all of your work, because the work that you're doing is in honesty. It's not fake. And I get myself in a lot of trouble for my honesty, and I don't care. Because you know what? To me, it's the truth. I care enough. I don't care in the way that I do care. And that's the shadow. It's like you're meeting in the middle. And that's what it's about. It's that unconscious conscious effect. And Debbie, I just have to thank you, because when I say that in integrity. I intend integrity when I say that. And I feel
that from you. It's beautiful energy.
Thank you. And you are going to be, I know, in Cleveland, Ohio at the Journey Expo, and that's in September. Debbie, where are you going to be next? Are you going to be?
I would say, where am I not going to be? I'm going to Istanbul this week, and then to New York City. I'm doing something for the Omega Institute, and if people go to debbieford.com, they can see my whole calendar. Also, I want to say at Clive's amazing event in Detroit, there'll be one of the stars featured speakers in the Shadow Effect, Marita, who's going to do a little workshop on the shadow effect and support people in finding some of their shadows. And all over the United States, you can find them really through my website or the Shadow Effect. People are doing screenings. My coaches are having shadow salons, and they're helping people.
And this is what's important. And if you want to go to the workshop, that's going to be on the Sunday. And that's going to be on April 25th, and it's Marita. She's actually the owner of Inner Riches Coaching. Wonderful person. She's going to be giving a workshop. I know I'm going to be there. And Debbie, God bless you. Bless you. Peace. Namaste. I cannot thank you enough for sharing your time and in the moment with me and all the other wonderful people that you work with. Bless you.
Love you, and I'll see you all on the road. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. And just to remind everybody, go to debbieford.com. And I just want to wish everyone a very peaceful evening. Remember, no longer in a deep sleep, our intentions carry our authentic truth, allowing us to manifest abundance, authenticity. That's the most important thing. God bless you. Peace. And thank you for joining us on Interviews.
Join me on Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th of 2010 for the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival. There'll be free admission, free parking, lectures, and classes both days. We'll have exhibitors from all over the United States. You can go to ToledoBodyMindSpiritFestival.com for more information. If you want to be an exhibitor, a speaker, fill out the application there. That's the Toledo Body, Mind, and Spirit Festival on April 10th. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose from Interviews. If you want to change your life and you want to develop your intuition, check out my new book, Wake Up Your Intuition. You'll be able to connect with mediumship. You'll even learn a little bit about numerology. It's all about what's within you. Remember, anyone can connect simply by practicing. Check out Wake Up Your Intuition by going to KimmyRose.com.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. I want to thank Debbie Ford for being part of the show today. And I want to invite you, we have about 10 minutes left in the show. If you want to call in and you'd like to get some guidance, the number is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. God has created us, so we do small things with great love. I believe in that great love that comes or should come from our heart, should start at home. With my family, my neighbors across the street, those right next door. And this love should then reach everyone. One of the most important things that we can think about during these times is that, you know, many of us, you know, who are working jobs, we're busy, we've got a lot of things going on, is to think about the things in your life that you are thankful for, to think about the people, and to also think about the time that we have, and that's the time that we have to share with one another. You know, for me, it's taken a lot of changes in my life, a lot of changes in order to appreciate just the simple little things. I know going outside and listening to the crickets, or when I wake up in the morning, the birds. How many times do you take the time to just simply get in touch with the sounds around you, with the sound within, your own inner voice? A lot of times we're so busy spinning through life that we don't take the time to get into life and get into ourselves. And I just want to ask everyone, set an intention to embrace who you are. It's one of the most important things that you can do is embrace yourself and your higher truth. I've got an email here from Jessica. Jessica is calling from, she's calling from Seattle, and she's asking about a relationship. Jessica, your birthday is February the 19th, 1966, and you're asking, I think it's kind of neat here, I'm looking at this, you're asking about a relationship. You want to know if you're going to get married and you also are remarried, and you're also wanting to know about a job. The first thing that came to me, Jessica, is with a job. I felt a move. I can see you stepping into something new. It looks like it's probably going to come somewhere right around the beginning of, and this is right around the beginning of August. And this is really different because I get a sense that there's something that's a little bit more east of you. And when I say east, probably within a couple hundred miles, they're giving me the name of Jill. They're telling me to tell you to write that name down, and that's going to be an important connection for you. The other thing that I'm feeling, Jessica, is with relationship. This is about you getting out of a relationship first. And it's almost as if you need to step out of a relationship and into yourself. And when I say that, the job will guide you towards someone. The name Steve came to me. I really feel like this isn't even about having to have a name as much as it is about just knowing that it's going to come. It's something that's going to come, but boy, do I ever see worry. It's like you're afraid that that's not going to happen, and your mind's going so many miles a minute that you need to slow down enough to just get to know the things that you feel. Now, here's another thing that comes up that's really, really significant. It's something around you in terms of awakening. You've had probably over the last maybe, it looks like maybe this started in March, because you also gave me your birth time, and it's sifting through, and it's moving into right around the beginning of September. This is a time of reflection. It's a time of looking at yourself. It's a time of understanding yourself, and it's also a time of asking yourself some questions. And the questions that I'm seeing that you're asking and have answered are ones that have to do with an inner knowing, inner knowledge, asking yourself, what is it that I want versus other people want for me? And the first thing that came to me was a real, real strong, this is funny because it's a real strong tie around you in terms of recycling and letting go, just letting go of relationships in your life and also job. I'm getting a sense that maybe the job that you're in, because I feel like you are in a job and you're looking for a new job, that it's something that you've just kind of felt like an obligation to do. It's really important to allow yourself just to kind of take a step back and ask yourself, okay, what is it about this job that makes me feel like I'm having to do the same thing over and over again and I'm not growing? And then also with friendships, what is it that you need to change? This is really about, and again, when I say recycling, I feel like you've been recycling your life. I think we all do that. We all recycle things in our life. But this is really about you taking a deeper look at you and what it is that you do and don't want. Jessica, I just want to wish you the best of luck. And also, don't forget the name Steve. And I also want to say that has to do with the new job and a move. Don't be afraid to move and don't be afraid to make change. Bless you. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews and you, 888-815-9756. Go over to my website, KimmyRose.com, to get more information on the show. Be right back. Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com. Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimberly Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. The number is 888-815-9756. And I was just talking to Jessica about job and about relationship, and Jessica has sent me a message through Facebook, and you can also send me a message through Facebook if you'd like, if you have a question. Jessica sent me a message back and said, I know a Steve, he lives in Pennsylvania, and I have a job interview in New Jersey. Well, there you go. Good luck, Jessica. Don't be afraid to make change. Don't be afraid to embrace it. I've got another message here, and this comes from Jim. And Jim is coming right out of East Florida, and he wants to know about new job opportunities. Jim's birthday is June the 24th, 1972. Jim, the first thing that came to me when you asked about a new job opportunity was a feeling like this had to do with a relationship. Maybe you've just recently made a relationship change, and this is about you kind of stepping into something new but not being able to quite embrace it. And when I say that, there may be somebody maybe in your life that's putting some pressure on you, kind of making you feel like, okay, this is something you like, is what you need to do versus what you want to do. So one of the things I would really invite you to do in your life is take a step back and just try to see things as a whole instead of seeing things like that. It's almost like things are half full. And when I say that, it's like you're almost feeling like you're not feeling full because you feel like that other person is kind of making up your mind and guiding you. And I not that I want to say the relationship's bad, but I feel like I can't explain it other than like if for career changes, if you want to be happy in a career, then you've got to be happy with yourself. It has nothing to do with what somebody else wants for you. And I'm so sorry that you know, you're feeling pulled. I actually, the one thing I can tell you is I do see new opportunities where you're at
coming up right around the beginning of September, but I'm just getting this message that you need to make a change. It's important to make some changes in a relationship, not to let yourself get stuck. And I know you didn't ask about relationship, but that's just me. Make sure you, if you want to go over to KimmyRose.com and you want to email me, if you have any other questions, I'd be happy to guide you. But there is something also in terms of, and I see steel, and it has something to do with what you're doing now. So hopefully that helps. And if you are interested in getting a reading, we have lots of wonderful readers available on our network. The number to call is 734-854-1514. You can also go over to KimmyRose.com and get more information on how to connect with lots of the readers at Light the Way. And I also wanted to share that today's a kind of a, I've had a lot of people sending me a message asking me what's going on today energetically, just kind of feeling a little bit funky, feeling weird, like something's off. And energetically, I tell you, I've been getting that sense too. I think it's really important today to take some time to just get in touch again with that inner part of you. Listen to yourself. Quiet your mind. This coming weekend, if you are part, and take a chance to go over to your local, in the area, if you have a Buddhist center, they'll be celebrating Buddha's birthday. Don't forget to take time also to get in touch with the Buddha within you. I just want to thank everybody for joining me today. Thank Debbie Ford, and thank you. If you would like to get in touch with me, 734-854-1514 or KimmyRose.com. Have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me on Interviews.